For over 20 years, Madison State Street has attracted thousands of costume-clad revelers on the Halloween weekend. But in the early morning hours for the past 2 years, some partiers took the celebration too far, shattering windows and looting State Street businesses. Some even became violent, body slamming nearby celebrators and hurling rocks and bottles into crowds of over 60,000. Some people were injured and a few ended up in the hospital. 34 people were arrested. Police pepper sprayed the crowds, but they were too late to stop several businesses from getting trashed. In the end, the city spent roughly $150,000 in security. Recent UW-Madison grad Dean Chekai has roamed State Street the last few years. He says it doesn't take much to start the violence.
Someone throws something, and then someone starts screaming, and all of a sudden people are like, let's push a car down, let's break in a window, and then it escalates from there, and if the cops can't get in to break that up, then it could just lead to something that's going to be very destructive later on. There wasn't enough police enforcement at the time, and it just escalated to a full riot. And they had to come in with the riot gear and smoke to push everyone out. So it's scary. I'm worried about next year, to tell you the truth.
Chekai says he thinks police need to be more aggressive if they want to change Halloween's dangerous reputation on State Street. Even though police kept things quiet most of the weekend, others also say they think police could have done more. Tret Fury owns Tomboy Girl, a clothing store that rioters ruined last year.
Our window was kicked in so hard that the whole window shattered, fell, and imploded. So there was glass all the way to the back of our store. And it turned out that we had to destroy our entire inventory. It felt like fiberglass when you touch the clothes. Every piece of clothing in our store was compromised by glass.
Fury finds the police at fault for what happened.
My beef with them is that they were not in their hard gear earlier in the night, that they went to put on their hard gear while the people were already smashing in the windows. It just felt a little too easy-handed.
Mary Schaff of the Madison Police Department says this year police presence will be heavy, and they won't hesitate to make arrests early and often. Schaff adds that most of the arrests the past few years were of non-Madison residents. She thinks visitors don't have as much respect for city property as locals, and so they start much of the trouble. This year, university and city officials, as well as police, are trying to discourage them from joining the party. Matt Rink from the UW-Madison Student Government says he wants to host a concert to distract revelers from rioting. To keep the event local, only Madison bands will play.
Basically, our main way of doing that is by going out and trying to create some kind of constructive entertainment. We kind of feel that the main reason that we're having problems is because kids get bored.
The student government originally wanted to use UW property to host the concert, but Assistant to the Chancellor Lamar Billups says the university will have nothing to do with the holiday.
At the moment, our position is, and I can't be any simpler, no support, no endorsement of any planned Halloween event.
So instead, State Street Alderman Mike Verveer says the event may be on city property at the very end of State Street near the site of past riots. Verveer is also working with students to try something new. They want to make the area family-friendly during the Halloween weekend. They're thinking State Street hayrides and trick-or-treating at fraternities and sororities. But Madison resident Mary Fleet says she's not sure if that's such a good idea. Fleet has 2 children who are 2 and 3. She doesn't think that State Street is the best option for her family, even with planned events.
I doubt if we would take part with the kids because there are so many other activities in town. There are, you know, schools and churches and neighborhood associations who are working on those things and have established events already. And the free spirit in me also thinks that to some degree, maybe State Street ought to be left alone.
Fleet says the area already has a reputation for having interesting and unusual streetwalkers year-round. On Halloween, she says that freakiness is just amplified. As the holiday draws closer and the stress mounts, city and UW officials, police, students, and community members will keep trying to compromise to make sure that the violence and horror that have overtaken the city these last 2 years are a Halloween tale of the past. Emily Winter, Wisconsin Public Radio.